It's 5 minutes with me.
Welcome to 5 minutes with Marker. Marco, I said my name wrong. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco, not Marker. Last week I talked about identity formation in middle schoolers, and I'm going to talk about middle school ministry for another week here today. That is. It is, after all, my just real passion in youth ministry. I'm a seventh grade boys small group leader, and as we record this, we're starting to wrap up the year. I'll have one more year with these awesome guys. So everybody who knows, or everybody who works with middle schoolers, knows that this unique and wonderful age is all about transition. Everything in their lives is being upended and remixed and resorted and supersized. It's nuts, really. It's a little like playing real-life Frogger. Do you remember the video game Frogger? Way back, before many of you were born, when the good games were two-dimensional. Yes, I'm old. Deal with it. One simply moved a little frog off a curb and out into the street. He just had to cross, avoiding passing vehicles. And on other levels of the game, complexity, you moved the frog off a shore and onto lily pads and passing turtles. In either screen mode, the goal was simple: get to the other side. Funny aside, sidebar comment. Not that long ago, I had a little reunion with my last middle school guys small group, who are all now in high school. And after sensing that they were going to destroy my yard and terrify my neighbors, I took them walking to a local coffee shop. When we got to a major intersection, we had to wait for a traffic signal before crossing five lanes of busy traffic. And one suggested, "Let's play Frogger." And I said, what? Apparently, the other guys all knew what he meant and merely thought I'd never heard of the game, silly boys, because he started explaining this old school video game called Frogger. I said, "No, I know the video game, but what do you mean that we should play it here?" "Oh," he calmly said, "we run out into traffic and avoid the cars." His face was beaming like he'd just seen God's back. He was serious, as were the others, now eager to launch, knuckleheads. I know this is cliche to ask, but seriously, how does the human race survive adolescence? Anyhow, back to the Frogger transition. This leaving one shore, moving into the treacherous in-between, and arriving at a safe far shore was the picture of early adolescent transition I worked with in my mind and ministry for most of my years as a middle school pastor. But it's not wholly inaccurate, and certainly makes sense in a kind of two-dimensional world. Problem is, that didn't really match up with the three-dimensional kids I was encountering every day. Like, why did the sixth grader very close to my heart, who had clearly launched into early adolescence, why did he cry in his mother's arms like a broken child last night over something seemingly insignificant? Or what about that girl who looks and dresses and struts like she's 16, still have almost no clue of her effect on others? Or what about the guy in my small group who seems the most physically mature, but thought that wet dreams were peeing while you were sleeping? These don't make sense as stories of no longer children, but not yet high schoolers. They aren't two-dimensional Frogger stories. And this is where my understanding of our early adolescent transition collapsed in on itself in some kind of developmental dying star. The aha hit me. It's not a two-dimensional transition from no longer that to almost there. It's an overlapping transition from still that to already starting there. In other words, middle schoolers are living in the in-between space of still being a child and already being a teenager or aspirational young adult. It's both and rather than either or. And that, my youth ministry friends, explains a lot. Let's give them space, shall we, to still be children while dipping their toes, and usually a whole lot more, into the world of not children. But word to the wise, don't play Frogger with junior high boys on a literal street. Please, just don't.
Youth Cartel Podcast Network.